As the days get shorter going into the winter months, and we are taking in less vitamin D from the sun, it is important we check in with our mental health. This week Airdrie City View spoke with Airdrie's deputy fire chief about an organization that has branched out into Alberta this past month providing peer-to-peer support. While any initiative to help support the mental wellness of our community is welcome, there is a lot of support available already. All we need to do is recognize when we need help or an ear to listen, and reach out. As Airdrie's deputy fire chief said, it's up to the individual to use the services that are available. For some individuals it's tough to open up to just anyone, which is why finding a peer-to-peer support team may be useful. Volunteers for peer-to-peer support organizations have an understanding of the work and the stress that nobody else has. Depression is about 50% more common among women than among men, but this doesn't mean that men don't suffer as well. In fact, the stigma for men may seem greater at times. Airdrie's fire chief spoke about the barriers that have been broken when it comes to stigma around mental health throughout his time as a first responder. It's more acceptable now to talk about crises and their personal impact as a first responder than ever before. First responders are more likely to suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, while individuals who have faced past crises like abuse, losses, or stressful events are more likely to face depression, according to the World Health Organization. Not only should we check in with ourselves and be aware of our mental health as we bundle up against the cold this winter, but we need to check in with our friends and family as well. Being aware of the services available locally can be useful when checking up on friends or encouraging a family member to seek out help.